Such was the richness of Stowe's furnishings that it took a team of auctioneers from the London firm of Christie and Manson 40 days to get through it all. Among the lesser-noted disposals was a dark oval portrait, 22 inches high by 18 wide, purchased by the Earl of Ellesmere for 355 guineas and known ever since as the Chandos portrait. The painting had been much retouched and was so blackened with time that a great deal of detail was, and still is, lost. It shows a balding but not unhandsome man of about 40 who sports a trim beard. In his left ear he wears a gold earring. His expression is confident, serenely rakish. This is not a man, you sense, to whom you would lightly entrust a wife or a grown daughter. Although nothing is known about the origin of the painting, or where it was for much of the time before it came into the Chandos family in 1747, it has been said for a long time to be of William Shakespeare. Certainly it looks like William Shakespeare, but then really it ought to, since it is one of the three likenesses of Shakespeare from which all others are taken. In 1856, shortly before his death, Lord Ellesmere gave the painting to the new National Portrait Gallery in London as its founding work. As the gallery's first acquisition, it has a certain sentimental prestige, but almost at once its authenticity was doubted. Many critics at the time thought the subject was too dark-skinned and foreign-looking, too Italian or Jewish.